You barely started following me.
Yeah, I didn't realize I didn't follow you.
What the fuck?
I know. I'm really bad at it.
That's where we're starting the podcast.
I like so many comedians are like, follow back. And I'm like, how? I'm sorry.
Do you not know how to work it?
I'm here for the followers.
Okay.
No, I'm not. Okay. I'm just not a good friend.
I don't know. I feel a certain way right now.
I'm so sorry. When you tagged me in the picture and I looked at it and it said follow back, I was like, fuck, it's going to send him a notification. And this is exactly what I didn't want to happen.
Awkward. This is so awkward.
Hi, IG friend, new friend.
Wow.
I know.
Wow. I'm okay with it. Because, yeah, not everybody's a good follow backer.
Are you one of those people that won't follow somebody unless they follow you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I followed you a long time ago.
Oh, shit.
Like when I first met you.
a bunch of girls added me tonight, but you know what, though?
You sent me a Facebook friend request, and I didn't approve you until I met you in person. And even then, I was like,
I don't know if she's worthy.
I was like, well, I gotta.
I friended somebody recently, and they sent me this like generic message that basically asked me to tell them why they should be my friend on Facebook. And they were like, you know, I get a lot of followers. If you can just give me a brief description of like, and I was like, no.
Were they a comic?
Yeah, I think it was just, you know, when I have over like 100 and something mutual friends, I'm like, okay, then we must, you know, be in the same community. So I'm just like,
you know what I hate?
I'm like a bot.
I hate when you accept someone on, okay, so if someone follows me on Instagram, I follow them back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But no. Here's the thing. If someone follows me on Instagram and their account is private, then I follow them back. And if they don't accept my follow request, I block them. Like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah.
I don't, you know, no one's that. What are we hiding?
And especially if you're a comedian, like, don't make people work for your material, I feel like. Just, like, be public. That's kind of like you're a public figure at that point.
Yeah.
No one's going to beg you for your friendship.
Here's the thing I hate. I hate when someone follows you, you follow them back, and then they send you a message like, hey, I think your materials are great. I think your pictures are great. I'm a digital creator.
I get so many of those. Or just girls that are like, and at first I was like, hell yeah, I'd love to promote your shit. And then I started realizing that they're all the same and I'm not going to get anything out of it.
Exactly.
Sorry, can I burp on this?
You can do whatever. You could cuss too.
Okay.
Yeah. Amber Ellis, how the hell are you? We're finally doing it.
I know. It's been so long that we planned this. And, you know, it's really hard to link up, especially to Hispanics. We got a lot of stuff going on.
There's always a party.
Quinceañera. We're just lazy.
Hispanics throw parties for people going to jail.
Oh, my God. You don't even know.
Why do we celebrate that?
You know, I think it's because we know that we're going to know where they are for the next however long. We're like, okay, we know you're safe.
We've all had that relative where you're kind of relieved. Oh, good, they're in jail.
You know, in Natomas, I hear a lot of like my Hispanic neighbors having parties. And I know for a fact that if I were just to like walk over there, they would not know the difference.
No.
I hear they're like, burr, I'm like, but oh isn't my
that,
God.
That kind of sucks though about Hispanic parties. Like, you don't know who you could hit on.
You might be related to them.
Right.
I'm like, anyone with a last name Martinez, you go to the right side.
That's a very common last name, too.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's a very common last name. And, like, even growing up, I'd be like, we might be cousins.
Yeah. So. It happens to me on Facebook a lot where, like, I'll see somebody, they're like, and I'm like, oh, they're cute. And then I'll click on them, like, oh, that's a cousin.
The family tree.
Oh, man. Yeah. I feel so bad.
It's going to be bad if either of us, like win the lottery because everybody is like, hey.
Remember like, me? All these cousins, no, I don't.
No, all these cousins we didn't know we had. Everybody's just like, hey.
Yeah.
Like, let's have a party. My cousin just went to jail.
So what's up, Amber? How long have you been in Sacramento now?
Oh, well, 6 months. I'm back and forth right now, you know, going back in Sonora. So I'm like going, I'm just traveling, going back and forth. So I'm not in Natomas anymore. I moved out.
Oh, you're not in Natomas anymore. Mm-mm. Okay. So you grew up in Sonora.
It's all really new. No, I grew up in Gilroy.
The garlic mm-hmm. place.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody kind of knows. So
that's all it is.
I thought you were going to have to explain Sonora to people, but mm-hmm. everybody knows Gilroy.
Yeah, everybody knows Gilroy, the garlic festival, and then, which they don't do anymore because of the shooting at the garlic festival.
That's right. Mm-hmm. How long ago was that?
A few years ago, I think, like 5 years ago. I don't really know.
And they stopped doing it?
Yeah, I guess the insurance was like all crazy. But who the fuck shoots up a garlic festival? Like,
I don't
know. What were you trying to attempt? Why does garlic make you so angry?
I think it was something bigger than garlic. It just happened to happen.
There's something bigger than garlic going on in Gilroy. It just happened to happen
at a garlic festival.
Yeah, but no, Sacramento has been really good to me. I loved it. I loved the community and stuff out here. Like, it welcomed me with open arms, and so I'm forever grateful for that.
Do you remember when we met? Probably not.
No.
We met at Josh Means' competition.
Oh, yeah. At
Laughs Unlimited.
Yes. That was so fun.
I don't remember who won.
I think I placed third.
Did you? Mm-hmm. I didn't place at all.
You know, it happens to the best of us.
You know, with comedy competitions, I think you got to throw your material out the window and just do crowd work.
That's what I did at Alvin Duke's competition, because you get 3 minutes, and I'm like, what the fuck am I going to do with 3 minutes? So I just started talking shit and just roasting everybody with as much, like, everybody that went before me, and mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure Marcin and I, like, tied.
Wow.
Because 3 minutes, yeah, what do you do? Competitions, what do you do? Because it's like, you just go out there and just start improvising.
Yeah.
That's what you can do.
I'm not great at improvising. How did you get into, when you started comedy, mm-hmm. you start writing jokes. Mm-hmm. Did you realize you were going to have a knack for roasting?
No. Well, I mean, I've always been like...
mean?
Yeah. yeah. You know, and I'm the oldest of four girls, so just like talking shit to my sisters was always a thing. My friends and I are always talking shit, you know. I've always just been really like dark humored and witty. And so I always wanted to do it. Josh Means finally gave me the opportunity, and I was like, and he was like, okay. And then I was like, okay. And then as I went, it just like, you know, coming to me. But it's also your opponent too, like, give me a good opponent, and because that's what the point is, putting on a good show, you know.
Right.
And
right.
So I loved it. I love it. So I didn't really go into it trying to roast as much as I, and then I got obsessed with it, and I was like, I only want to roast.
Let's back up a little bit, because maybe some of my listeners, one of the 15 of them, maybe doesn't understand what a roast battle is. Do you want to explain what a roast battle is?
Verbal insults. You go up there. It's back and forth. Usually you get 4 to 5 jokes to make fun of the other person. And the best is when you guys can talk before the show and give each other, like, you know, a breakdown of some funny stuff, what not to talk about, what you can make fun of. I do research, check everything down to even, like, if they have a fucking LinkedIn. And so stalk them, get as much as you can, and then you get up there and just start talking shit, and then your rebuttals. And I always love a rebuttal, because that's just like, you have your planned jokes, which is like, oh, this person looks like this, and then they'll tell you a joke and you're like, okay, fucking whatever. And those are always like the funnest, because it's just, the roast battle jokes are always fun, but they're very much planned. And then when you can just easily just snap back with something hilarious, and it gets the crowd by surprise, and I love it. I love it. And then everybody, the judges are always funny, and they roast you. And so it's just an all around shit talking fest that I can be a part. I love being a part of.
How many have you done now?
7.
What's your record?
6-1.
Wow. Mm-hmm. 6-1.
Mm-hmm.
What was the first, was the loss the first one?
My last, yeah, at the Comedy Mothership.
And you lost that one at the
Mothership.
Tell people what the Comedy Mothership is.
It's Joe Rogan's club in Austin, Texas. Yeah, I was so nervous. And it was definitely a different type of roast. Like, shit. It's amazing. It's an amazing club. Awesome comedians go through there, like big deal people. I met a lot of people that I'm a huge fan of. Mark Norman, Jeff Ross, a couple others. I roasted a complete stranger, which is also relatively complicated. You know, somebody from a different state who didn't have a lot on his public profile. And so you're just like, all right, let's fucking do it. I got super nervous. And it was definitely a different because typically you go up, you meet your judges, you roast, and then the judges roast you. This particular roast, you get up, the judges roast you as they meet you. Then you do your roast, and then they roast you again. And so, like, right off the bat, I was like, fuck me, dude. And then you're nervous as shit, but you know what, it happens. And I'm you know, I'm not proud of the loss, but I mean, it got me. My roast got me there.
Yeah, I mean, you were there.
I was there. And if I were to take my first L at one of the biggest clubs out there in the United States, like, I'll do it.
Yeah, that's dope. I'm hearing so many crazy things about, like, what Austin comedy is like, and what did you get to catch any shows while you were out there? Did you just go straight to this?
Yeah, I was there for the roast. I only had a few days before. I couldn't take any extra time off work, but the comedy scene out there is insane. It's fun. It's so just in your face, and the crowd is tough. You know, I don't know if it's because, like, in Texas, they're just, like, so used to just
being tough.
Yeah, they're tough, you know. They're cowboys. There's, you know, it's, I don't know what the fuck else they have out there, but it's hot as fuck, and that will, like, make anybody hardened. I swear to God, it's the hottest place I've ever been.
Did you go in the middle of summer? What time of year was it?
What was it? September? Generally September. It was Labor Day weekend, actually. Hot as shit. So that alone, I'm like, no wonder you guys don't think anything's fun. Nothing is funny when you're this hot.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm just kidding. But no, it was awesome. The comedy scene out there is wild.
Right. You talked a little bit about the comedy scene in Sacramento, and one of the, I mean, you're on here for several reasons, but one of the reasons, like, I got you on here early, well, I tried to get you early, but we finally got here, is like, there is this, like, renaissance of, like, amazing women, female, whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the proper term is, and but you know, I'm not a mean person. Like,
no,
there's this wave of brilliant female comics. What the hell is going on with the women?
You know what?
In Sacramento,
I love talking about this.
Talk about it.
The females or women, however they want to identify, in this community are fucking amazing. And you know, out being a woman out here is hard enough, like with different friends or just the animosity, pinning each other, women against women, like, is just been this looming thing, and I hate it because, you know, we should be sticking together, but it is hard. A lot of women are insecure and stuff like that, so, you know, we take it out on each other. But I'm going to tell you, the women comedy scene out here is so tight, and they promote each other. I've not met one girl out here that I haven't liked or haven't became friends with or anything. Like, we really do stick together, put each other on each other's shows, hype each other up. And it's the irony of, like I've been at shows and outside here banter, and I weirdly hear, like, the guys talk more shit about each other. Like, look, like, I won't put him on, blah, blah, blah. And the women were just like, we don't see it that way. Like, we're all, I think it's just because we're a common denominator out here, and the whole women aren't funny type idea that they put out. And so it just, we work really hard, and we work hard to stick together, and it's I love, like, bragging about how great this women's scene is out here, and we just get along. I've met some, made best friends just
who was the first to, like, take you under their wing and be like, you're my pals? Or, like, who do you remember from the very first days?
From the very beginning, I vibed with Audrey Audacious. Yes. She just, like, was so sweet. Jess Harding, too. She works her ass off. Anu, she was actually the second person that I roasted, and she's so sweet.
What, was it hard to roast Anu? Because she's the nicest person.
It was relatively easy. I just, like, you know, and unfortunately, when you roast, like, you've got to go for just surface things. And I was very grateful that she's, like, Middle Eastern.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. Yeah, we all know. So we love her.
I love her so much. We're loving her. Yeah, she was actually she was one of the first girls I met. And she was just welcoming. Everybody has been so far. And like, just I can name all the like, but what's great too is when I came into the Sacramento scene, there were girls that I like would see often that I was like a legit fan of, you know, like especially getting into roasting. Like we all know Ashley Monique is just, yeah, snaps for her. And I got the opportunity to judge a roast in Alameda with her, and I even told her, I was like, I'm like legit a fan. Morgan Anderson, like when I first met her, I was like, this is so weird, but like I'm a huge fan, you're great. Yeah, all the girls, I just love it. I love how tight they are and how supportive they are, and that is something that I'm, you guys, thank you.
You know, and Ashley Monique, Morgan Anderson, a couple of the hardest working comics that I know. Like, oh my God. They both, I mean, Morgan's been doing it a little bit longer than Ashley, but when Ashley moved from Sacramento to Oakland, it's just like, she just like blew up, right? Because she's so fucking funny.
She's so funny.
And she's so likable.
Ugh, it's crazy. And that's what's so great about, and I think a lot of this is, it takes us like a type of girl to be a comedian. Like, you know, you've got to be kind of hardened. You've got to be secure with yourself. And when you're secure with yourself, you're not in competition with anybody, unless you're in like a comedy competition. But like, you're not in competition physically or anything like that. And we've all kind of probably been through some shit. And so it's like, oh, when you've been through some shit, you just really have this specific, special understanding of each other. And it's not like, oh my God, she's prettier than me. It's like, oh, look how hard that girl works, and look how great she's like doing and how confident she is. And when you're confident in yourself, you don't pay attention to that dumb shit. You're just, you really know,
you're kind of touching on something that no one's mentioned before, but that's true. Because like, okay, so you said that the girls within the comedy scene have all been like super supportive, have all been like really good to each other, but outside of comedy, girls in general are not nice to each other. But you said we all have, like, I don't think you said trauma, but I'm gonna say,
oh no, we have trauma,
but you didn't say that, right? But no, but I'm gonna say it, but
sum it up, but it's, but trauma.
Yeah, so that's interesting, right? And were you not expecting that, like when you first started doing comedy? Absolutely. Were you like, all these bitches are gonna be catty?
I you know what, and I'm, everybody knows, like I'm loud when I enter a room. It's just like, oh shit, Amber's here, you know. And so I've dealt with that, of like me being overconfident can make people just like intimidated, or just find a reason not to like me, you know. So I was worried that's how it was gonna be, especially not knowing me and just like, you know, just showing up on the scene. And just like, I was thinking like I was gonna look as competition, you know. So yeah, I was worried about that. And then as soon as I just started like meshing with the girls, I was like, oh, it's not like that at all. That's such a huge relief. And now we're all just tight, and I love that for everybody.
Yeah, that's great. And I hadn't thought about that before, because like, yeah, in life in general, like,
yeah,
girls have been known to be kind of catty.
Girls who have it easy, and then just the judgment. And a lot of it, like I said, it's not that they're bad people. They're just insecure as shit. And, you know, once you just let all that shit go, you're like, oh, wait, it's not. It's the men. It's the fucking men.
Yeah.
It's you guys.
Yeah.
We probably wouldn't even wear makeup or anything like that. We'd all just be running around hairy.
Have you seen Barbie?
No.
There's a scene in Barbie that explains all of that. Yeah, that talks about all of that. What made you decide to do comedy? Because you're not young, right? You're not like 19, 20, 21.
I'm 32.
Okay, you're 32. Mm-hmm. Why did you wait till you were 32 to start doing comedy? I waited till I was 47.
Yeah, I was trying to do the old part, like, you know, wait until I was resonated. No, actually, I started comedy a long time ago, and I took like a really long break. I did like this, I was a part of this dance troupe, like it was like a funny, they did dancing in like a really funny, intricate way. It was these amazing girls that I'm really good friends with, and they would do this like these routines that were really animated and funny, and I was like a stage maid, like MC would come up, do jokes in the middle, had a great time. Yeah,
really.
And this was back when I was like 21.
Were you a dancer?
Fuck no, that's why I came up.
Oh, that's why you're, and, that's like, you're the comic relief.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And so that was really fun, and then that kind of just like fizzled out. And you know what, I just like had been writing for a long time and just like always had that like, oh, maybe I will, maybe I won't, maybe I will, maybe I won't. And then we had this like open mic and I was just like, let's just talk about something funny. And then it went really well.
And this so is
I,
when you were younger.
This was actually like 3 years ago.
Oh, okay. Okay. And when you tried it.
Yeah. And I tried it and then started going every week. And then not too far from Sonora is this place Murphy's, and shout out to Angel Lopez on Hell. He is, I always thank him because he really gave me this platform, and he heard like, oh, there's this funny girl out here in Sonora, like I'm gonna go check her out. And he showed up and then booked me at the Mystic Saloon where he has his monthly showcase, which is amazing, amazing bar venue, super cool. And I started meeting comedians from Sacramento that would go there. And I don't know, it all happened so fast.
Jess Harding and I went there.
Yeah.
That's
a long ass drive. Super
scary. That was one of the first times Jess Harding and I hung out. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah. And I think I even met like Josh Means there. I met Ryan Holloway there. I met just like all these really awesome local comics. And then I just started going to mics, driving out to Stockton. Oh, Merced. I was driving out there, driving to Modesto, just putting myself out there as much as I could. And then, you know, word of mouth goes around. And then all of a sudden, yeah, it just started working itself out, and I'm almost like a solid 2 years in now, and it's been a wild ride.
Then when you think about it, do you ever think to yourself, man, I wish I would have started earlier?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I could have started earlier, or I could have like Rodney Dangerfield it and waited until I was like 75.
I wasn't that old.
No, but I definitely 100% wish that I started earlier, because I would be so much more seasoned, and not even opportunity wise, but just like my stage presence.
Just the reps.
Yeah.
Because no matter what, like you could write every freaking day, but it's like you got to get up there 10,000 times or whatever. I mean, you know, it's like.
Exactly. And if I had started sooner, for sure, I would just, you know, be at least just more comfortable in my zone, and just like, you know, Johnny Taylor it, and just get up there like you're just like nobody else is in the room, you know, and just like talk. And even now I get like nervous, like when I get off track of my jokes and I have to like circle back to them, and so I'm like, I hope I don't fucking forget what I'm saying, like, you know, especially when I'm just out there like improvising and then I'm like, oh shit, you know. So like, if I'd started sooner, then definitely. But you know what, you start when you start. And
yeah. Do you still get nervous?
Oh yeah.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Do you get more nervous for a regular show or for a roast battle?
A regular show.
Because roast battle, you kind of know, you got your material.
Yeah, I have my material. I've been working on it. I won't take a roast that's really soon. Like if they're like, oh, can you do a roast like next week? Like honestly, I won't do it, because I like having at least a good solid 2 weeks to write my material, because I take it like very seriously. But a roast battle, I think it's just because you're not trying. What I always say is like, you're not trying to make an entire crowd think you're funny, and you're not trying to like make them think your jokes are funny. You're just like, look at this fucking guy. And so like, it's honestly in a weird way easier to just be like, yeah, well, this, you're, look at this fucking guy, rather than like, oh, please laugh at my trauma. Please laugh at this shit. That's why I get scared to do crowd work sometimes, because it's like, it's, I don't want to rely on a crowd member to make my set go well. So I like the crowd control show that Josh does at Callback as the Questions. I like that, but like, I'm afraid that if I'm like, what do you do, and they're like, don't fucking talk to
they're
me,
like a corner.
I'd be like, cool, fucking kill me right now. No. but if they're just like nothing, I'd be like, all right, cool, fuck, dude, you know. So I do get nervous at regular shows for sure.
Mm-hmm. Were you nervous tonight?
No, I, well, yeah, because
You showed up late. I mean, it wasn't your fault, but no, like, did that add to it?
No, I mean, I was.
No, like, I'm not fucking with you about being late. I was just like.
No, being late, obviously, that's always just like so bad. And honestly, like, I love Johnny, and so I just was like, oh my god, I really hope I'm not like disappointing him. But he's a really understanding guy, so it wasn't too bad. But I was later than I wanted to be. But honestly, I was nervous tonight because I think it was I'm not drinking and stuff, you know, I'm trying to do that. And it was probably the most sober I've done a show.
Really?
In a long time. And it didn't help that I drank like 85 cups of coffee.
It's the tightest set I've ever seen you have.
Thank you.
I've seen you. I haven't seen you a lot, but I've seen you a handful of times.
I know.
You were great.
Yeah, thank you.
How long have you not been drinking? Has it really only been 2 days?
Well, it's been like a week.
Okay.
But honestly, that's a long time for me. Because I'm like even like a drink wine while I cook dinner type person. Like, you know, and I'm just like a have a drink at home, like, or a bottle of wine when I'm cooking type person.
A bottle.
So, no, for real. And, so it was probably just in a long time that I haven't, and I even realized it too. I was like, bitch, you are so wittier. You are so, like, it's tighter. You're quick-witted, and, like, why have you been wasting your stage time, you know? But...
Okay, first of all, go ahead and sip your coffee. You didn't waste anything, okay?
Yeah.
But you are fucking witty. Yeah. What are you doing, like Sober October? Did that kind of inspire it?
So that's funny that you said that because that's what I called it. But I have actually been getting really, really just influenced by a lot of people that I look up to that I didn't realize were sober. You, even like famous comedians and a lot of
people. Oh, famous people. I'm sorry.
No, you're famous to me.
Infamous.
But like a lot of comedians that I look up to, like even on podcasts and stuff, and then they're like, oh, I don't drink. And I'm like, oh, see, you really get to that point where I always thought that like I would need the liquid courage, you know, and that's what I thought. But then the liquid courage just became like liquid everything, and then I would get up there and fumble. And so that was always, and then I was just like especially recently, just, you know, personal things going on, and I would get down and been like, god damn, what the fuck, that worked out so much better. I was like, yeah, it worked out better until you fucking drank your way through that whole entire set. And so I just like, I Sober October was the start, but now I'm like so much more just like, no, I'm gonna make this like a real thing. And just I get excited to like look back and be like, no, I remember that was a time, and now I'm this far. And so I'm just taking it day by day, you know. I've got that festival coming up this weekend, and I'm like, I'm not going to drink through it. I already have this whole plan of, like, just making sure I stay super busy during the day, and just, like, especially with that many comedians, like, I really want to, like, look professional. And I think I was just losing my professionalism for a while because I got really comfortable in the sax scene. And
everybody loved you.
Yeah. Until I was hammered. and then it was like, whoa. I remember one of the comedians here was just like, oh, Amber, like, I could tell, like, sometimes I would say hi to you and sometimes I wouldn't because it all depend on like the crazy look you had in your eye. And he's like,
yeah.
And I was like, that's really sad.
Yeah,
like,
well,
he's like, depending, he'd be like, he'd look at me and he'd be like, oh, hey, what's up? Or he'd be like, not tonight. So, and I'm like, fuck, dude. So, you know, I just don't want to have that reputation. And so I really like am gonna get a lot more. I am serious about it, and I'm really glad I had such a great set tonight because I got off the stage like, see, this is what you're capable of. That was awesome. The crowd was so great. And you know, when you have those like positive reinforcements, it just pushes you harder and harder to be like, see, bitch.
Did you do anything, or are you catching yourself doing the thing where like you're replacing it with something else? Like, have you started like drinking
working
more coffee
out?
Oh, you're working out.
Yeah, honestly, I got a gym membership. I've been working out almost every day, but yeah, I am drinking hella coffee, and just trying to keep busy, just, and honestly writing, because now I don't have this like stigma on my comedy, so I've been writing a lot more, you know. I'm thinking about getting a Kindle and reading more.
Do it. Yeah. Do it. I love it.
Practicing my Spanish. And just like, just these little things that I've been telling myself I've been wanting to do for the last couple years, I'm just going to start doing it. And working out's been really awesome, because as soon as you work out, you're like, well, I'm not going to go drink after. You know, I feel so good. And I hadn't worked out in like the whole time I lived here.
Really?
Yeah, which sucked. And so, and I noticed it. And especially when I was trying to fit into clothes that fit like 8 months ago. And now I'm working out at like at least 3 days a week. And so it's like, okay, I'm back on my, like, my health shit.
Where are you working out at?
Anytime Fitness.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, it's dope. I like it a lot.
Are you going to be able to work out? So you're going to the Savage Henry. No, is it Savage Henry? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're going to the Savage Henry Comedy Festival this weekend.
I'm so fucking
excited. Does it start tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm leaving hella early in the morning. Gonna drive my ass all the way. Well, I'm not driving. Josh is driving. But I'm driving all the way up fucking Eureka. And I've never been there. And I'm
you like, haven't? Neither have I.
And I heard the beaches are really nice. And there's some cool hiking. Thelonious told me about a botanical garden. So I'm going to like venture out during the day, hit the comedy at night. It's going to be so dope.
Nice, nice. Yeah. I'm so glad. Did when you... So you said you haven't drank now. How long did you say? 5 days?
Like a week.
A week. What was the first 48 hours like? Did you even realize, oh shit, I just haven't drank?
You know what? The first 48 hours were cool because I feel like... I still had the like alcohol going through my like system, so it almost wasn't like a big deal. But the, like,
you're still buzzed. I was still,
but like after about a week, like the last like a few days later, I'm just like, I could really have a glass of wine, or I'll watch people drinking on TV. That is so hard for me. Like people just enjoying wine and like cheersing, and like my mouth starts watering and I'm like, okay. And so, but one of the influencers that I actually follow, and she is like super sober and she's really funny. She actually does like Zoom meetings and like AA meetings.
Really?
Yeah. And like every day. And so having somebody that I look up to that I can like talk to, like that I'm like, oh, you're like somebody I look up to, like, and be able to like have her be like, oh yeah, here, be here, I'll be here for you. So it's because I can't go to a meeting. It's just intense and sad.
Mm-hmm. Have you had any close calls yet?
Oh yeah, even tonight on my
really?
way. Especially when I was late and I was super nervous.
We were like, fuck it.
Yeah, I was just like, well, maybe if I just have a drink, like, I won't feel as nervous. And I was like, no, don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do it. And then I got there and just got a coffee.
Yeah. So, yeah. I almost stole your coffee.
You did.
Because I'm used to being, like, the coffee cup is obviously mine. Like, I don't.
It's awesome. So yeah, no, it's there's always going to be close calls. And, you know, that's something I'm going to have to deal with daily. You know, even just like... Because you always think you can just have, like, I can just have a glass of wine, you know, and I'm never going to be that person.
You're not?
No.
Have you tried before? Have you tried sobriety
before?
I've been
successful.
For how long?
Like a year.
Really?
Yeah. But the only thing is, is that I had to for, like, probation.
Oh, okay.
So it was like I was in a program. So I'm like, damn, maybe if I just, like... had a PO or something, and he like tested me. I'm not going to commit a crime to like get
no, don't do that.
But no, I think I just holding myself accountable and just thinking back on the cringy moments that always pushes me is because I think back on cringy shit and I'm like, oh my God. And then I'm like, yeah, don't. That was embarrassing.
Right.
Too
right.
many embarrassing moments. And that will push me. I hate being embarrassed of myself.
I'm so excited that you're trying this. When we agreed to do the podcast mm-hmm. after our show, mm-hmm. I was like a little bit like, oh God, I hope she doesn't get hammered at the show. And there's no way I would ever tell an adult, hey, can you, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
I'm
no, like, I need that because that's embarrassing. And then I'd be like, oh my God.
Mm-hmm. But when you told me you were sober, I was like, what?
Yeah.
And, but I wasn't like, what? I was like, that's great. Well, you know exactly what I told you. I was like,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah,
like, I'm
absolutely.
So happy.
Yeah, no, it's been great. The positive feedback helps so much. Everybody's just like, I'm proud of you. So I know with the amount of support that I have. And what's best, the best thing is when I tell people, like, I'm really not trying to drink. I have so many people like, okay, let's go do shit. Like, yeah. Let's go do non-drinking things. Like, let's go do this. Let's do that. And so just having, like, people, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people that I don't hang out with as much, you know, because, like, the environment. But I have so many, especially when you get older, people just get kind of over it. We're not in our 20s anymore, you know? And so, like, a lot of people are like, oh, cool. Like, there's so much we can do. And, like, we should go hang out, go get food. Let's go on a hike. Let's do that. Like, not hungover, you know? So, I'm really excited to wake up on Sundays and not, you know, feel like total shit. And I get what I call, like, shame overs.
Tell me about a shame over.
A shame over is where you're just like, I'm a fucking piece of shit. I'm like, everybody hates me. I'm going to turn my phone off. For like
you would get days. That
oh fuck yeah, and you're just like, you're like, how many apology texts do I have to send? Where's my fucking debit card? Like, you know. And then shame overs, and then I get what it's called, hangxiety.
Okay, tell me about hangxiety. Hangxiety is I've never heard shame overs or hangxiety. Oh god,
they're bad. It's, and then you have such bad anxiety from, like, you're hungover, you feel like shit, and then you have anxiety because you're like, I wasted the whole fucking day. I can't believe I did this. This is just so shitty. I feel like shit. I ate a bunch of fast food. I'm like covered in Taco Bell sauce. Like, I have anxiety so bad. And so and then you shake that couple days later and you're like, oh, I'm gonna have another drink, it's fine. And so so when I think back on that, I'm like, no more of that.
What was your favorite drunk food?
Oh god, you know what?
Tell me.
I could powerhouse like 5 quesadillas.
From where?
The microwave.
Oh, you'll just make them.
But I would eat anything. I fucking ate an entire rotisserie chicken one time when I was drunk.
They're like, so good though. They're
fucking great. I love some Taco Bell, you know, but then the next day, holy shit. Honestly, I would pizza.
Yes.
I fuck with pizza. When I'm drunk, I'll eat anything. Like, and I used to, like, it was to where I would bring, like, food with me in my purse, like, to the bar, because I knew I was going to be hungry. And then later I'd be drunk and I'd be like, oh my god, my purse quesadilla. Like, so yeah, I was a real, real champion for a while. But I'll eat anything.
Are you saving hella money?
I'm saving money, and I'm really excited about the, like, honestly, the weight that I'm going to lose, because I know that most of this is, like, alcohol weight, so I can't wait in, like, a few months where, like, my beer gut's gone, and all my clothes fit again, and only sweats fit me right now.
I love sweats. I'm wearing sweats right now.
I was going to bring a pair of sweats to, like, change into, but...
You should have.
I know, and just be like, hey... But whatever.
Right on. Yeah, so how many shows are you doing at Savage Henry?
3. All 3 days. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I'm so excited. Yeah, I'm going to do 3, come home Sunday. So I'm stoked. I'm so stoked.
And then let's talk about a show that you are you producing, co-producing?
Yes. Okay. So
it was gone. It was back. Tell us all about it.
So Streets Pub and Grub. I just like Streets Pub. Is in Midtown, and it's awesome, like, pub bar. They have great food. Actually, the cook who works there is the one that got me the spot, because he used to cook at one of the breweries that there was a show at, and they closed, and he hit me up and was like, hey, I'm at this new place, you should hit up the owner and do a show. And so I was like, all right, cool. So we started doing a monthly showcase there, and it was awesome. And then they unfortunately suffered a fire, and then they were out of commish for about a month or so, and then I just saw that they were back open. So I messaged the guy and was like, hey, you want to get back to it? We can get back this month, you know. And he was like, hell yeah. So back at Streets, it's every third Thursday of the month. I'm producing it now with David Thorne.
Love David Thorne.
I love David, and he's hilarious, and he's got a great, like, he's great sound and everything, and we laugh a lot together. We rode together, actually, one time to Cobbs, and we're just in the backseat just dying laughing over who even remembers. But he's great, so this is actually will be his first show co-producing with me. Jess Harding was, but, you know, she's taken a little hiatus, which I'm sad about, but, yeah, so I'm really excited. We've got, actually, Alvin's going to be headlining this one. So,
great. Who else? Can you say the rest of the lineup?
Scott Hoyle is going to be there. Thelonious is going to be there. Alvin's going to be there. And then Sarah Ellsworth,
she's great. I love Sarah.
She's so great. And we were in that class together. And she's another one of those girls where, like, you meet them and you feel like you've known her forever. And she's so sweet and just...
She's so talented, too. Yes, like, comedy's right just, like, another thing she does.
Yes. Oh, and her singing... God, girl. But yeah, so this will be great. And then next month I've already got Lourdes.
Nice.
You know her. She's killer. So yeah, we've got some real. You were there. You did a show. You killed it.
You let me headline it at the last minute, and I fucking loved
you
it.
You killed it.
Thank you so much.
Oh, 100%. So yeah, we're back in action.
I was kind of bummed because I was really looking forward to seeing Melissa McGillicuddy.
I know. I'm going to try and book her again. Yeah. She's hilarious. We performed together at in Rockland at Painkillers. And she's hilarious.
Yeah. But then she had to drop out. And
yeah, she was sick.
And I don't know if they asked me or if I just said I can. I don't remember. Mm-hmm. But
it was like a last minute.
I'll do it. And I did 30. I think I did 30. Yeah.
Dude, Johnny did. Yeah, he just went. And we were just like, fuck it. And you know him. He just goes and goes and goes. And we were like, how long is he at? And we're like, I don't know. We stopped counting. He'll be done when he's done. Just let him go, and the crowd loved it. So yeah, Streets Pub, third Thursday of the month. I'm also taking inquiries. Anybody that like feels like they want to jump on, like, I'm happy to consider. Especially, I don't know like everybody here, so booking, I'm like, oh, I know probably like a third of the.
There's so many comics in this town.
I know. And so I'm just going to start messaging like everybody and being like, hi, I'm Amber. Come do my show, please.
Do it.
You get two free drinks.
Two?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Amber, we wrap up every show with this segment called 5 Easy Questions. Yes. Are you ready to answer?
I'm so ready. I love
5 Easy Questions.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see if I can remember them off the top of my head.
Oh, do you do the same ones?
I do the same ones. Okay. Yeah. No, I don't do like random stuff.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you know what? I can't remember them off the top of my head, so let me find them really quick. Who did I have on last? I'm sure I sent them to you before. I can't believe it's taking this long. Oh, so, okay. Amber, who or what inspires you?
God, everybody inspires me, honestly. Just anybody that is... Everyone that's confident in this game, like, you know, I love people that exude confidence, and then that, like, the energy, everybody inspires me, you know. Even not even like celebrities, there's, of course, they're all these great comedians, they've, you know, been doing it for a really long time, but who really inspires me are the people that work their asses off. Like, there's a lot of comedians out here that will hit 2 mics a night,
yeah,
you know, 5 days a week. And to me, just hard work, all these people out here, everybody, the hard workers inspire me for sure. Right on.
Okay.
For sure.
All right. This next question is kind of fun. Okay. What are you currently binging? And it could be like a TV show, a podcast, a particular artist. Like, what is something right now that you just cannot get enough of?
I mean, I never stop with true crime. I know, I'm that
bitch. I love true crime.
I am that bitch. I love it. I mean, granted, I like, when I watch it, especially Home Alone, I like lock all the doors because I don't know, I just get all weird. But I never stop binging true crime. That's just my go-to all the time. Like, I can eat breakfast and listen to somebody's like arms getting cut off, and I'm like, damn, that sucks.
You know what I kind of want to do? And let me ask you right now if you'll do this with me, because I've always kind of wanted to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go to, like, the spots of the Zodiac killings.
Shut up. I will go.
Because, like,
I will go.
Vallejo, San Francisco. Yeah,
not bad. You know what? God, what was that killer?
Who's your favorite serial killer?
Oh, my favorite?
I can't believe we just said that. Who's your favorite?
You know what? And I'm not like... You know what's weird is I'm not necessarily like I have a favorite serial killer. I'm super into cult leaders.
Ooh.
Yeah. Jim Jones.
San Francisco.
Yeah. Jonestown. You know, yeah, I think it's just because it's really intriguing to me because a lot of people like don't agree with me, but I'm like, these cult leaders are like the Jesus of their own time. Like, is that what he did? He just walked around and was just like, hey, listen to me. Like, you know, that's what you just have to exude confidence in everybody. I feel like I'd be a great cult leader. Just got to have the gift of gab.
Yeah, I think you could.
I could. I mean, I wouldn't make them do anything crazy. Maybe just like my chores.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
But so. Yeah, so I don't have a favorite serial killer, but I am always binging true crime and music. I've got tons of records just like you. Okay. And so I'm always binging whatever I can.
All right. This next question, kind of serious question.
Okay.
What are you afraid of?
Oh my God. I am okay. I mean like existentially, I'm afraid of like not the unknown, like not knowing what's gonna happen after I die. Like sometimes I'll sit there and I'm like, fuck, I don't know what's gonna happen. I don't even want to do it. Why am I even here? Why did the universe even put me here? I'm so scared to know what's gonna happen after that. Obviously failure and honestly being mundane, you know what I mean? I've always been so scared of just like living, like, I mean, some people love that day-to-day 9-to-5, kids, house, retirement, but I've always just been scared to be like forgotten. Like that's always been something of just like just not. I like even now with comedy, I've been able to like immortalize myself. Like those clips are always going to be out there, my jokes are always going to be out there, you
right,
know
right.
I always encourage like writing a book more because somebody's going to read it, you know, immortalizing yourself. But yeah, being forgotten and just falling under the radar and nobody remembering me is like a big deal.
That's
and
scary.
I fucking hate spiders.
All right, this next question, kind of a fun one. You're on death row, what's your last meal?
Oh shit, soup.
Like ramen or soup or caldo, like what?
Honestly, caldo, like pozole. I'd fuck with a last meal pozole, but like ramen, I'd eat a whole some pho. Like I love soup.
I love soup season. What's ramen? To me, it's ramen season.
I love ramen. Ramen's yeah, like any type of like media ramen. Shut the fuck up.
Mm.
Yeah, that's probably my favorite thing ever, and great hangover cure.
Ramen?
You've got the carbs, the soup, the protein. It'll, you know, gas you right up. But yeah, soup. And it depends too, like especially if I'm like electrocuted, soup I feel like would be, if you're gonna like shit yourself, at least like it wouldn't be like something super crazy. Just yeah. Like nice soup.
You're just gonna
nice light dinner.
You are gonna shit yourself, definitely.
I know yeah, that.
You're definitely gonna shit yourself.
I'd rather just shit myself with some light soup than anything heavy. So, yeah.
Okay, okay. And this next question: what's next? What's next for Amber?
What's next for me? I'm gonna continue trucking. I'm gonna continue doing shows as much as possible. Book me. I always have room. I'm always open. I'm just gonna continue my self journey, my mental health journey, my, you know, confident journey. And you know, honestly, I'm just open to the unknown, and I don't even think about what's next. I'm here for the ride. So, what's next for me? You tell me.
How much has comedy helped you with your mental health?
So fucking much.
Is it helpful to like go out, like we go to open mics, is it helpful to look around and be like, I'm not the only one that's fucked
up? I love that. And I just love just joking about your trauma is such a great way to just work through it. Like I never even had like the platform in therapy. But I mean, good for you if you're going, like that's amazing. I'm happy for all of you if you're in therapy, but like I don't know, I'm too much of a sociopath to go to therapy because like I just say what I feel like the therapist wants me to say, and I don't really like say anything deep because I'm like I'm gonna get committed or something. But like what's great is like being on the stage And just being able to be like, my dad's in jail, you know, and people are like, and so it's better than being like, my dad's in jail, you know, right. So I love it. And yeah, people relate. And then you're like, okay.
Yeah, have you had people come up to you after a show and be like,
oh my God.
It's crazy, right?
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time. Even when somebody just comes up to me after and is like, you did great. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
I saw you get that tonight.
I know.
Yeah, somebody's walking out. And I was like, I was the one talking the most. No, I didn't say that.
But I was just like, shut up.
She was late.
Yeah, I'm like, I was late. And they're like, it doesn't matter. And I'm like, cool. Yeah, so I love that comedy. Yeah, comedy is just an amazing platform. Feel good about yourself. You make other people feel good. And, you know, you can work through some shit and you might help somebody else work through their shit. And it's just, and what's great is, like, with comedy, like, everybody has their own experiences. So you can make something hilarious. Like, you think about, like, music. You better just be fucking good at it.
Yeah.
You better be good at the guitar. You better be good at singing. You better be good at that comedy. It's just like, you better just be relatable
and or not. Be able to talk.
Just talk. Yeah. That's it.
Isn't it crazy? It's just fucking words.
I know, but they're so powerful.
Yeah. I watched everyone's set tonight and I thought everyone did so great. And just to hear like those spontaneous bursts of laughter.
Those are my favorite. Those are my favorite. When you catch somebody by surprise and they just like laugh out loud and they're like, ah, and you're like, got you, bitch.
Yeah.
That is my shit. I love that, you know? And it's not even at a punchline. Sometimes they just, you're mid-sentence and you don't even realize it. And then somebody just starts laughing and you're like, oh, hell yeah. It just feels so good.
Yeah.
And they feel good.
Yeah, that's the best.
I love it. I love it.
Amber, I wish you so much luck and so much success.
This is awesome.
I'm so glad you came by here. Did we talk about everything you want to talk about? Is there anything I'm leaving out?
No, I'm just, this is your platform, my dude.
All right.
No, well, this is amazing. I love you, Jesse. You've always been
thank you. Love you too.
People, and I hope we can go to more concerts and shows together.
Hell yeah. We're going to do it.
All right.
Thanks for coming by, Amber.
Thank you so much for having me.
Appreciate you.
This is awesome.
All right.
Bye, everybody.